parents use TV as an electronic babysitter. Television has become such a major part of life that many American parents use it as a babysitter. A new study shows that almost one-third of families have TVs in children's bedrooms, and the number of television programs geared toward infants is growing. Kate Weaver has her hands full, four children in her kitchen, and two of them are hers. All of them are under the age of six and thirsty at the same time. It's enough to get on the nerves of any adult. Like many of the 1,000 parents surveyed in a Kaiser Family Foundation study, Katie admits she sometimes uses TV as a pacifier when her children are overly excited, and it usually works. "I don't use it as a babysitter because they don't watch enough or long enough for that. But if they are very hyped up, sometimes I'll use TV to calm them down," she said. While there has been some concern that watching too much television fosters obesity in children, the long-term effects of parking a very young child in front of the tube are not clear. A lot of them are two-parent working families, so we're talking about having very little time with the children. If that time is used in front of a screen rather than interactively, it's compromising the way these children are learning to pay attention, the way they're learning to problem solve, and most importantly, the way they're learning to think and use language. Greenspan said, who is the expert of Kaiser Family Foundation study. In the survey, parents of children much younger, up to a year old, report viewing averages of an hour per day. For kids 1 to 2 years, it's close to an hour and a half. Greenspan believes babies and children under the age of two should not be watching at all, and he's worried that some parents are concealing the real truth. If anything, it's an underestimation, because if a kid's watching 2 hours, they might say an hour. So I think what we're getting is a minimal estimate, he said. Television programming for very young children has been increasing. Yet one researcher involved in the Kaiser study says there is still no evidence that children up to the age of two learn anything of value from television.